Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Hello and welcome back to the canceled podcast.
Brooke has an outfit change. I fucking don't. We're shooting a million things today. Everything's chopped and screwed, but
yeah, we started a Patreon, but then we decided that it wasn't a Patreon anymore. It's an episode. So now we're in an episode.
Before we get into today's episode, we were just discussing this off camera. And once again, we want to say 5-2 will be in Berlin, Germany.
My favorite of them all.
Least sold. which Ray, my security, was just saying that he was in the military, which I didn't even know, and was stationed in Berlin, and they would always promote shows of when American acts would come to Berlin at the military bases. And I'm like, how the fuck do we get in on that?
I'm obsessed. I feel like there's a Pitch Perfect about that.
Like, how cool would that be to do just like a canceled show for our troops?
I feel like that, like, we're supposed to respect our troops, and like the last thing that we should be doing for them is like whatever we do.
You're actually so right. Like, they would probably end the show and be like, it could be
after
healing.
Everything they've done for us, we're going to repay them that way.
But then maybe their takeaway is like, wow, I'm excited to go back to the base. Like, maybe if anything, we'll give them a newfound excitement to go back to the
base. You're right. Or they'll remember what they're fighting for.
Belfast, UK on 5/5. New show in London on 5/11. Manchester, new show on 5/15. And second show added in Amsterdam on 5/18. And so many of those shows are added shows because of things selling out. So obviously just thank you guys so much. But Berlin, Oslo, and Paris, listen, we're learning our markets. We might never come back is kind of the takeaway here. Maybe there's not much of a demand. So maybe that's like a selling factor. It's like, ooh, like one and only. Ooh, you know? Okay. Very excited to discuss getting Eiffel Towered while under the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, that's poetic.
Isn't it? I forgot to bring this up on the main episode. And sometimes God works in mysterious ways, like with memory here, okay? Uh-huh. Because I wrote it down as a topic because it absolutely cannot not be a topic. Oh, Brooke, you're going to die. You're actually going to die. So as you know, I recently reinstated my Depop.
No.
Okay. And mind you, this is after all that shit I talked about Alyssa Violet as well. Like, even coming back to Depop was very much giving the energy of like, hey, hey, how y'all doing? And I wasn't really talking shit about being on Depop. It was just funny. Alyssa Violet kind of coming at defending Jason Nash with the galaxies and then selling the dresses and just the long captions. And she was coming at people's necks. There was much more to it than just like her being on Depop, whatever. But obviously, I come back to Depop and my goal is for everything to be running, you know, tight ship. I hired an entire girl on salary just to run the Depop. Like, it is her one and only job. Like, I've been going back and forth with her to make everything perfect. The mailers, the items, I'm making her double check, triple check, just quite literally everything. Because the last thing I want as Tana Mojo in 2025 is a fucking Depop scandal.
What'd you do?
You saw my closet clean out video. You were telling me you were watching it. Thank you for that. I'm going through my purses. I'm just grabbing shit off the wall. I'm not thinking twice, left, right, up and down.
What was in there?
I sold someone a faux Tega. No. I sold someone a fake Bottega bag. And like, there's so much wrong with that. I sold someone a fake fucking Bottega bag. I'm going to kill myself.
But for fake prices or real prices?
No, Brooke. Okay, I want to talk you through it. I'm not even like a DHgate girly, okay? I buy and I swipe. I buy real bags. Like if I totaled up the amount of fake bags in my closet, it is under three. Like truly, I'm not gating it up. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying now my public perception is going to be a gate girly.
No.
And I'm like, I drop racks. Like I'm literally pissed. And now that I rapped, I'm just saying things like I drop racks again.
Yeah, I almost clocked it. But
no, I'm serious. Even just the whole day as I was going to Rap Hefner, I was like, cash come in lumps. Like I've been talking different again now that I'm a rapper again. Anyways, and kind of rapper of me, I guess, to have a fake Bottega. But I bought it in Italy with Mads. And I know that now. Like I just wasn't thinking about it. Again, I don't think of myself as a girl from the gates. And we bought it from this bag dealer. Like I paid like a hefty price for it. But just looking back, like he came to your hotel room and spread them out on the floor. No shit. Like just whatever. And the bag, I carried it everywhere. Even just thinking it was real as
well.
What
does it look like? What's the bag?
Like think the first Bottega bag you ever could think of. Like woven. And like black little top handle, tiny.
Uh-huh.
And I sold it for $400 because it was beat to smithereens. I would carry it everywhere thinking I have this real Bottega bag. And then the guy went and got it appraised at Bottega. And imagine just like, you know, he told the person in the store and like just getting it appraised and it being, I have no choice but to literally end my own life.
What did you do? How did you handle this situation?
Refunded him fully. Commented that I'm an idiot. He made TikToks about it. Which sucks dick for me and just trying to rebrand. Obviously, I'm like so sad this is happening. Like, it is so against my rebrand, but I'm not hating on him at all. If I bought something from an influencer on Depop and it was fake, I would feel like I hit the gold mine. I would make a 37-part series about it, you know?
100%, but holy shit.
And you know
shit.
Alyssa Violet is somewhere just fucking eating this up like bolognese, bitch. Like I can't even hate. Like I am an idiot.
Wait, honestly though, there's a lot of worse things that can happen because when you said you were going through your purses, I'm thinking, what did you
vial
sell
Coke.
Inside that? Yeah.
Yeah, I've had that happen to me a lot where I would put a Depop bag in the pile and then like I'd be about to fall asleep and remember that there was like a Molly capsule in the bag and I'd like go get it out. I think, and I don't even want to say it because now I'm inciting people to go check things that I've sold them, but I don't think I've ever sold anyone anything with anything in it. Oof. Which is good.
I have a question. Is Depop like really that profitable for you?
You know what's funny is I that's not what I thought your question was going to be. So then I had an answer that.
Oh, okay.
Was
what was your
question.
Answer?
I just want
what was
Mew
my
Mew.
Question.
I just I thought you were going to say is Depop really like authenticated like that? And I actually just bought a fake Miu Miu bag on Depop. Like I paid the real price and it got there and I was like, this is fucking fake.
How'd you know? Did you go? Wait, what bag was it?
You don't have to know.
No, you don't.
You know, like I know,
like it's fake.
It's fucking fake as shit. And I paid like $800 for it.
Oh shit.
So I guess it all karmatically works out. And I'm still going to carry it. Honestly, it's cute. And I'll add it to my fake bags.
Yeah. My question is it profitable? Because I ask this because I see it actually like kind of often with influencers and their Depops. I'm not saying yours, but like I'll see someone post like, first of all, like shoes that are like literally like they have holes in the bottom and they'll sell them for like, you know, like $8. And I'm like, you had to ship that out. Like, I don't understand how it's profitable.
Well, I have items right now, for example, for sale on my Depop that are all authentic. I'm literally livid because now there's just like everything else. Like, I promise you, I don't buy fake shit. So I'm just so pissed. Like, I bought a Balmain sweater for like $1,000 that I've never worn. So I'm selling it for like $800. I have like Jason Voorhees sneakers that are huge in the hype beast community. Drake Nocta, my Pick Me era. Like, I do have a lot of things that like are worth a decent amount that like I just know. No longer want.
Okay.
And I sold one fake Bottega bag and I refunded him. I think he's still mad, which sucks because I'm like,
well, it sucks because it's like you that only because he took it to get like authenticated or whatever the word is. Did he ever find out? And had he not, he would have just been walking.
I guess that's true. That's true. And like, I obviously I don't want to like scam anyone out of anything and everything else. Once again, I bought from the store.
Really like, sucks though that like that of all people, like no one else is taking it to get authentic. Like you got like you sold it to the one wrong person.
Yeah, which is so fucking funny. And good on him. I'm happy, like truly happy that he got refunded. Like, I would never want to do that to people. But I also buy all of my bags in person in the store. Like, I can't stress it enough. Like, this is the only time in my life I ever was like in Italy, just drunk and like bag dealer and whatever. And I carried that thing around with pride. But I mean, this is how we all find out.
You can't win them all. And it could be worse. You could still be selling bright yellow chaps on there.
We might see some. It is still crazy, some of the things that are making it to the Depop. But we are closet cleaning out. And it's, I swear to God, everything else I bought.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
And it just in 2025, it's like, and truly like this, I feel like things like this have happened to me, like just will keep happening to me, honestly, where it's like, I'm taking all measures. Like I literally have a girl on salary, like cleaning everything fucking twice, like taking good photos, making sure like nothing is fucked up, pricing things accordingly if they have anywhere, like all of the things. And like, it'd be one thing if I like bought a bunch of fake bags and I would have to differentiate to her. Like truly it's like,
you didn't even think about it.
It just would. Yeah. It just would fucking happen to me.
It's
fucking,
okay. But it's, you know, every time I do something really stupid, my grandpa says, well, you'll never make that mistake again. Or anytime something really bad happens to me, like I get robbed or something, he's like, okay, well, it won't happen again.
That's actually like really sweet and like very true. And like, it won't happen again. But just like, oh my God. And just like on TikTok too. Like just Tana Mojo sold me a fucking Fotega. I'm literally,
I didn't see it. It didn't get to my For You page. And my For You page is like literally all about you.
I'm hoping it like shut down quickly because I like just refunded him. It's just like, oh, you're actually kidding me. I have to kill myself. I appreciate the internet holding me accountable because truly like I have no skeletons in my closet in that sense. Like I want to be, you know what I mean? Like, even just like, I was telling someone in my life, like, oh, like, yeah. And then they made a TikTok and they were like, oh my God, of course. Like, just whatever. And I'm like, but
no, that's like valid. I would have like, made a TikTok.
Yes, 100%. And like, sometimes you do love that feeling of like, I kind of hit the gold mine here. Like, yes, my bag is fake and I got refunded and that's annoying. And I spent the time authenticating it, but like, I get to make these TikToks. Like, that's how I would feel. I don't know if that's how this person feels, but
for a good viral opportunity.
100%. Dude, I bought my island. This ring from David Yurman in Vegas.
I love it.
And thank you so much. It's honestly very sweet. And I'd had like a shitty ring on the day before because I was doing my whole rapper look. Like, so I had my like big fake bedazzled like rings and shit. And I put this ring on just over it after I bought it. And then I was in the casino and my finger was green. And I was like, oh my God, is this David Yurman ring?
Turning
this like solid gold diamond ring I just bought, turning my fingers green. And I was stoked because I was like, I can't wait to make that. But then I realized, you know, it wasn't.
But you know that sometimes can happen if you're just really low on iron, it'll just start turning your fingers green regardless.
No way.
Yeah. The same way, like if you rub it on your skin, it'll turn black.
Mm-hmm.
It'll do it to your fingers.
I never knew that.
Yeah, not me though. I'm high on iron.
Yes, my beefed up baddie. Do you want anything right now? Like, are you in the mood for like a little snacky or like a little drinky? Like, should we order something?
Yeah.
We could even have like a little mook mook.
Yeah.
Yeah. What should we get?
I'm hungry.
What should we get?
Beef.
Like Taco Bell beef? Like, so it might be horse beef or like beef? Like
I
bulgogi?
Like all beef. I like all
Indian food.
How was the pickle launch? Everybody's loving. Wait, I think you lied to me about being on the pickle PR list because
I haven't sent them out yet.
I was like, because I don't think there is a pickle PR list. But I've been hyping them up and I almost literally called you today. I said, can you please bring me? Actually, that is why I called you today. And then I forgot to ask you.
I will be sending you so many. I'm not kidding. My PR list is so small. It's like you, BB, Josie, and I forget who. It's like Ken Urich or something. Like literally, it's like I'm going to send it to like six people.
I've been really, like the other day, I wanted them so bad. And I'm not even like that big of a pickle girl.
When I was saying that the honey mustard like converts people who don't like pickles, I really mean it, because they are like that fucking good. Do you know Spencer Pratt? So check this one out, actually. Kaylin and Kaylin ended up being a sponsor of the Poosh event, okay? Uh-huh. So I'm getting tagged in all these people. One of them being
trying
Spencer,
your pickle fight, right?
Not like necessarily mine, but like they can make ones from mine. Oh. Or like people were also just being like, you're the company that works with Tana, whatever. I wake up in Vegas to Spencer Pratt mentioned you in their story. My heart went to my ass. I was like, what did I do wrong?
Oh,
like, because
no.
You know, Spencer Pratt's like a caller outer.
Yeah, you know.
And I'm like, oh my God, what? And like, whatever it is, I would just eat it. It's Spencer Pratt. You don't win that fight. He's a fucking icon, right? And then I open it up and it's him filming a video that I would have personally paid $10,000 for. Like, not kidding. He's like going up to the pickle owner, being like, you're the Tana's pickles owner guy.
Aww.
And like trying the pickles, whatever. But what an oversight from Poosh. Like, had they, and like BB like ended up at the Poosh event and like eating the pickles and tagging me and like whatever. And I was like, you know, if
Poosh
Courtney knew
any affiliation
that this pickle company was like Tana's pickle company, that like they literally would have probably said no to them being at the event. So like, how funny.
I love that though. I love a loophole.
Yeah, like what a loophole that my pickles were in. Technically at the Poosh event. How funny. Like, Alabama is livid.
I live for
literally
it.
So funny. But yeah, the event was really good, honestly. I like, we did it on Eventbrite and kept it at a cap so that it was like smaller, mm-hmm. and that I could like actually meet every person. Like, I had like a 10-minute conversation with like 300 girls and they just came through and they got their flights and it was super sickening and just fun, honestly. Like, I was behind the counter violating everything HIPAA's ever stood for, serving people nacho cheese.
HIPAA's crazy. I think it's the Food and Drug Administration or the health and safety squad or something. HIPAA, right? Is like you can't tell somebody about someone else's medical history. Right. Katy Perry went to the moon and came back before I woke up this morning.
Oh my God.
And honestly, listen, we had a lot to say about it and everybody has a lot to say about it. I'm seeing the reactions and they're like, this is so like, we're setting women back. Why did we have to have women's spacesuits? But I feel like if we didn't have women's spacesuits, I'd be like, why are they fucking making the girls wear the same spacesuits?
Yeah, that is kind of like valid.
I'd be like, make a sexier spacesuit.
Was the parachute thing always supposed to happen?
What parachute thing?
They came down in parachutes.
I mean, how else do you, I guess we don't usually see like a rocket ship come back, do we? Actually, no, I remember that we saw it and it landed in the ocean and I thought it was AI, the last one. The people who were there for like 9 months.
Okay, I have a question.
Sure.
And I don't know enough about things like this and it is just wild. Like, this might be a hot take, but like, it's so funny how like we are expected to like just know everything about everything. Like, I had people in my comments like asking me to like speak on the tariffs and I'm like, haven't I proven to you across the last 10 years that I am like just a fucking bona fide idiot?
Yeah, if I've learned one thing about myself, it's that I am going to spread misinformation and I shouldn't comment on anything that ever has any sort of weight in the world at all. And you should never trust anything that comes out of my mouth on this podcast.
I remember during the election one year, someone tweeted like, people are trying to get their political advice from Tana Mojo and that's what's wrong with the world. And it had like 100,000 retweets. And I was like, yes. Like, and obviously I've done all of my personal research on the tariffs, but I would hate to come online and then like say one thing wrong and then it'd be like whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so anyhow, with this, forgive me if I'm like super wrong, but once again, if you're looking for me to be super right about this, lost on you, right?
Mm-hmm.
How much money does it cost to just send people to space? And I think my take is, if it's a lot, why the fuck are we just sending Katy Perry to space? Why aren't we giving this?
Do you think they had to pay
money
for their spot or no? Or do you think it was like an influencer agreement?
Oh, I didn't think about that like, right, like tripping with Tart X the orbit.
So I saw someone say today, like, don't let Tart see this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They're going to have a purple rocket ship and all of Love Island is going to be zero gravity. But like, if they paid their way, okay.
I mean, Lauren Sanchez can pay her way, right?
I don't know who that is.
She's married to Jeff Bezos, right?
Oh my God.
Right? No, because last time I said she was my friend and I was actually just thinking of someone else named Lauren.
She was the one in the white Shein bodysuit during the inauguration.
Yes.
I was going to say if they paid their way, okay, but then still it raises my like, wouldn't that money just do so many people in this solar system good?
Of course, but what about the money you spent on
Yeah. Then just, I guess that.
I don't know.
People are always going to do things with their money that could be used better.
Yeah. I guess, are we like was there a purpose? Like, were we...
No, but me spending money on Uber Eats is not the same as like $1 trillion of people going to fucking space, like feed the children, right?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I could have fed a lot of children,
I'm
actually.
I'm curious, like, what the purpose was. Like, were they raising awareness? Like, did they need to take a photo when they were up there? Like, what was the actual, like, objective?
I saw this video today of Katy Perry. Her zero gravity holding the butterfly and the feather and shit.
And Katy looks amazing up there. She looks better than ever.
Apparently, Blue Origin with Amazon, they're trying to sell tickets. You can reserve a seat for $150,000.
And in space?
Yeah, for Blue Origin.
A seat, like it's the sphere.
They're trying to make commercial space flight.
And so this was promotional for that?
That's what it seems like, at least.
Okay, but I saw this video today and I want to talk about it.
It's pretty sick that you can just go to space if you want.
I know. Do you know what I think a lot of it is? Is it is like, I think just like most things in today's society, like marketing matters so much. Like if they had a clear and concise, like beautiful message for this campaign, like even just if it was for women empowerment that like not as many females have been in space as men, then like why is she saying putting the ass in astronaut, right? Like, you know what I mean? Whatever, right? Look at this video.
I feel super connected to love. So connected to love. I think this experience has shown me you never know how much love is inside of you, like how much love you have to give, mm-hmm. and how loved you are until the day you launch.
Like, this sounds like someone's monologue on Love is Blind.
Wait, she's dizzy. Like, something bad happened to her up there.
Like, how much, this, was it like Noah Centineo or who was it? Where it's like,
it's what you do with what you've done.
Yeah, like what? There's God, like there could have, someone could have written a script. Like,
I think I genuinely am standing behind the fact that I think that this is like, oh, they're trolling. I think it's their Benson Boone fucking onesie. It's like they're trying to get more people to talk about what's going on. I feel like it would have been just Katy Perry's going to space, but because they made such a spectacle and like
stink.
Honestly, yeah, such a stink out of like the conversation around it, put the ass in astronaut, way, way, way more people are talking about it and like laughing at it, and therefore more people know.
But know what? That Katy Perry was able to sing Hot and Cold in space? Like, it's not like...
I don't know. I just feel like the choice of people, maybe they couldn't get a lot of people to agree to go to space.
That's true. Like, what a blunt rotation. Katy Perry, Lauren Sanchez, and Gayle King. But like...
Gayle was stressing when she got off. Did you see?
No, I just
everyone
saw her
else
saying,
comes off and they're so happy. And Gayle literally looks like she just like saw, like it's, you have to find it.
Wait, this is actually so fucking funny, Brooke. Look, 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 wait. Oh, did Jeff Bezos go too?
Yeah, that checks out.
It was his ship?
Look at her. Everybody else is so happy.
This better be made into a meme. Like me clocking out of work after.
Look at Katy. I was always surprised to find out how tall she is.
That would 100% be me. Like, I just would be like, what the fuck did I just do?
Honestly, though, if I went to space, you would never hear the end of it. Everything would be about me going to space. I went to space. I'm so much better than you.
Me when I'm in Miami on coke.
I keep thinking you're wearing a Mrs. Fields hat. Like, that's what that hat looks like.
What's Mrs. Fields? Is that like Little Debbie?
Company.
Yes. Oh my God. One thing I know about.
I'm starving.
No, I went to the Vegas gift shop and spent $500 on Vegas merch like I wasn't born and raised there. I got a slot machine for at home, though.
Ooh. Please remind me. And if you forget to remind me, you're a shitty friend, to get a magnet in every single city we're going to. I'm a new magnet collector.
Where will you put them?
On my oven. Because I don't have a fridge.
Oh, that's everything and more. That's really cute. I want to have something to collect.
Yeah, we were like, we explored like different things that we could collect. Keychains was just like, they're not functional. Like, how many keychains do you need?
Oh, I'm going to do lighters.
Yeah, lighters or another good idea is koozies. I love a good koozie.
You do?
I do. I have one from Cedar Rapids.
I remember the day you got that. You were so happy about that. I'm weirdly a koozie hater.
Well, what? You just like your hand to be cold?
Yeah, like it's so weird. It's like me hating on a functional thing because I think it's like chuggy.
I don't, what the fuck?
I think just koozies are MAGA.
You're MAGA. Just kidding. Your hat's MAGA. You're wearing a red hat. Isn't that shitty? Like I wanted to buy a red Yankees hat the other day and I was like, can't wear that.
Oh, because like from the back.
Yeah, people really think, like, I wore a brown hat one time and people started sending me hate mail.
When they landed.
I'm kind of obsessed though. Like I think maybe just jealous because they all have like a pretty tight knit group, it appears.
It is just crazy. The 1% is so wild.
Part of something.
Like the fact that it's just Jeff Bezos is like fucking.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Fuck.
Imagine being married to Jeff Bezos. What was the what would you do? What would you do if you had access to that amount of wealth?
If I was married to Jeff Bezos, I would ask to peg him and grip that bald head. I would just want to put my dominance on top by Amazon.
Okay.
I would ask for Medicube pink salmon DNA masks on a subscribe and save constantly that I don't have to pay for.
Okay, is that, this is a TikTok shop ad? Like, why is everyone selling Medicube?
I just love that mask. It's the best face mask on planet Earth. I'm not getting paid for this at all. Literally, Medicube wants nothing to do with me. I would get a zero gravity massage chair. Could I just get things off of Amazon?
No, I think you can get things anywhere because he is a billionaire.
I just
have access to his bank account.
I would ask Jeff Bezos to find the cleanest, purest Quaalude money can buy, and I would try a Quaalude.
Really?
Yeah. If you had the opportunity right now to try a Quaalude that wasn't like boof at all.
I guess I don't know what a Quaalude is supposed to do to me.
I don't know anything other than the Wolf of Wall Street, just that.
Then why would you want to do that?
That's something I'll clock in therapy. I would want house performances all the time. I want Adam Sandler to come over and just yell Chalamet at me over and over and over again until I was sick of it.
Okay.
Like,
I would buy Drew Barrymore.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And just cuddle with her for every movie.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
I just want her around me.
I guess
always.
If we're thinking weird animals, suddenly this is the first time I'm realizing that I would really want an alpaca. But no, they scare me kind of.
What do alpacas do?
I don't know. Just like, imagine petting up like that. You know what? Okay, I want to talk about this. We're leaving on tour. And I feel like because we're leaving the United States for so long, obviously, even just when you leave on tour, you're away from your home for so long. I'm prioritizing, because I was asking Hunter as well, and I feel like he's really toured like the world a lot and left for this amount of time a lot of times. And I was like, what's your best advice? And he was saying that he would tell me to bring lots of things from home, like things that make me feel better about whatever. I'm bringing my flat tortilla pillow. Duh. Like, I have my pillow that's literally as flat as a magazine that I sleep on every night, and it helps me with all of my neck problems. Like, I hate when my fucking head is way off cranked.
Okay.
You know? And I'm trying to think of other things that I'm wanting. Like, I'm going to bring like a Peppa I love for sure.
Like things that are sentimental to you that you like to have at home.
Yes.
I have this blanket that I like. I don't care how disgusting it is. Like, I don't want it washed. I don't want it to smell like laundry detergent. I want it to smell like the day I got it. Actually, it's the one that Morphe gave us that says like, I put her on.
Yes. The gray.
It's so soft. Mm-hmm. And like the way, like Mouse has now chewed a hole in it. Like literally the size of a basketball. And I don't care. I want to sleep with it every night and it's coming.
That's a good one. That's a really good one. I think I want to bring a lot of like American food and snacks, like lots of Red 40, lots of MSG, like just like even like some Bold Axe.
Can you do that? Can we like, I was thinking about asking Sriracha asking Starbucks for a lot of Sriracha today because
Starbucks Sriracha is fucking superior. It's like,
I tried the jalapeno pocket today. It was electric.
So good. I want to bring Moon Sand. Because whenever I'm really in a pinch, like,
you think moon chemically, sand is going to travel well?
Well, I actually have a moon sand travel case.
You know, we have a limit on the amount of bags that we can bring.
I know. That's the only issue. Well, I'm going to start stealing everyone else's. Like, I'm serious.
And who's carrying those, Anneli? You can't have 11 big body suitcases. When you know how many flights we have in 30 days?
I think I'm going to have four. Like, if I'm telling you the truth, I'm probably going to have four. Especially, I was having three in my head with my idea of the weather, and now finding out it's going to be cold, I'm like, fuck.
I like, don't know. Jackets. Like, every single tour, I kick myself at the end because I'm like, I wore 10% of the things that I brought. So I decided, like, if it's boots, like, I don't need seven pairs of boots because, like, nobody is like noticing, like, oh, she wore these boots yesterday, so she can't wear them again today. Like, just wear the boots again.
You're right. I will. And I'm happy we're having this conversation because I do want to keep that in mind. And like, on tour, I would say that I wore like 85% because I do the pre-packed outfits in the bags and then I pick the outfits and I wear them.
Yeah, but sometimes I'll see your suitcase open and sprawled and there's like a coffee table inside.
You're right. I'm gonna be as mindful as possible, but I also want to be as comfortable as possible. So it's there's gonna be somewhere in the middle of that where I have my things from home. I have my additional outfit choices.
I also, like, I've been doing a thing where I'm buying clothes like with the intention of sharing with my boyfriend so we can wear the same things.
Oh, that's,
yeah, like jackets and sweaters especially, because it's like,
it is great too, because just with the allotted amount of bags, like, Makoa travels with a backpack, and like, so I
bought a backpack. Backpacks are back. And only because BB was like, if you wear a backpack, that's so embarrassing. And it, like, really, I've been sitting on it and thinking about it, and I've been feeling like preemptively embarrassed about it. But then I was like, in the airport and stuff, I am always so miserable because my shoulder is like literally gonna fall off because of the weight of whatever tote bag I'm carrying. Mm-hmm. So I bought a backpack. Fuck you guys.
My black Louis backpack, that's hard to say, is my most traveled item.
Oh yeah, you wear, yeah, a backpack.
There were like 4 years of my life where I only looked like a ninja turtle, like, mm-hmm, in public. Like, I love, especially in my rapper era, you know, I was like, I had an MCM backpack. Talk about things that I just should have never had. I had a big red and white giant MCM backpack with a boom box in it, speakers on the outside.
I'm so happy I missed whatever era that was.
No, I could connect to Bluetooth of my backpack and then just play music, and that was a brutal time. I'm trying to think of anything else I would want to bring.
I wish I could bring Murph. Not Mouse, but Murph for sure.
I know.
Someone said they've been giving me a hard time online because they think I'm only posting Mouse because he's my favorite, but I'm only posting Mouse because he's the only one who gives me problems. Murphy is my favorite.
Yeah, she's just like a perfect angel. I mean, duh. We're now in talks of a potential end of the year U.S. tour. This is always how it goes with touring because the agents are just, you know, they're agents. So like the second that they know we're open and available and stuff, and it's the greatest blessing in the world, the fact that there's even a demand at all to potentially do some U.S. shows again, and some, we're out in Canada, we're doing all the things, but we might be back on the bus before the end of the year. And that was not on my bingo card, but like
the bus, there's something so homeless.
But you should bring Murphy.
I know, but I don't know. It's hard. It's stressful for humans, so definitely stressful for animals.
I guess that's true.
But like having to train somebody, because like it's one thing to have a cat sitter. Like Mouse is not a cat. Like we have to have, like, tomorrow we have someone coming over to like learn, and like we have to really give her like the lowdown and like explain, because it's not like
who's watching her,
yeah, who's staying with Mouse and Murph while we're gone.
You need to make sure she's got good like calisthenics.
I know, and like she has the number of the vet that we have to call every 2 minutes, and like, you know, directions to the hospital he goes to every other day. Like,
what if you put them up in a room with no added gadgets or gizmos? He'd find a way, he'd eat the wall.
He would eat the drywall without a question, like literally immediately. He ate my Skims today.
No.
The more you play with him, the less he eats and stuff. So like that's really the takeaway, is like he just needs to be constantly stimulated, and like,
and he has
like Dave and Buster's or something.
He has no like do-it-yourself toys where he enjoys them.
He can't, because he swallows them, so like, ugh, it's just hard. Like, if he would play all day with like one of those things that you like hold up any jumps and stuff, but he will swallow the entire pole, so he can't have them.
Cat trees?
They have cat trees. They like their cat trees. But does like, he they're like, really meant for scratching and sleeping.
Yeah. But does he scratch them?
If there's anything interactive, like they one of them has like a hanging ball off of it, swallow.
Due to us stacking episodes right now, we thought we would talk to you, the viewers. I just tweeted and asked if anybody has any questions, and I'm just going to start reading off rip the questions. Your favorite Coachella set of all time was the first question.
Oh, Porter Robinson and Madeon or Madeon. Uh-huh. Coachella 2017, I want to say. Mm. It was literally like, I didn't even know who that was going into it. It was such a spiritual experience for me. And it was like, I will never skip Coachella again. I did, but oh my God, it was like literally life changing.
What is it?
Or Dylan Francis.
Really? Like the EDM of
yeah,
all?
Oh, my original Coachella is like, that's all I would care about.
That's true. I had my like EDM era too, and it was kind of at that time. That's just so funny because obviously you don't listen to EDM in like the car and stuff, so that's so fun.
No, but it's like at a festival, it's so different. Like that's what it's for. Also, Martin Garrix, that was like just such a crazy year. They had like all the best sets that year.
Mm-hmm. I saw James Bay in the smallest tent right after he released his like major album performing like Let It Go and like whatever, and I swear it was like me and like 100 people, and I was barricaded, and he was just like singing at me. I'll never forget that. It was me and Isabella. That was my first Coachella. Oh, wow. Billie Eilish, but not her headlining year. Before that, when she was swinging from the bed with Phineas and she cried singing I Love You on the bed swinging. I have literal full body goosebumps even thinking about it. It was so good.
I know the clip. I've watched it 1,000 times.
And it was weirdly me, James Charles, and Victoria Justice.
I think we all sing.
And then Amari tried to like, Victoria bumped into Amari and I think he like piped up and then realized it was her.
Oh, no.
And like immediately dialed back, and it was just like very funny. Lana Del Rey, I loved so much.
Yeah, that was amazing. I have, that's a story I think I'm going to save for a live show, but I had a, like, picked out of the crowd. Like, what's that movie? Anne Hathaway.
Oh, and she gets picked out. Is it Harry Styles or is it not Harry Styles in that movie?
It's not. It's some guy, but I think it's, like, supposed to be, like, a Harry Styles type. Mm. That happened to me, so that's one.
That's a good one. I'm trying to think of any more that just, like, Lord performing Green Light as I got out of Coachella jail, but I was just talking about
that. Oh my
that,
God, 7-year anniversary was a couple days ago.
Of what?
Of you going to jail at Coachella.
It's so funny, like, even just thinking about that time, I've talked about the Coachella arrest so much, like, we all know all about it and whatever, but I immediately flew from Coachella to Reno, Nevada, where my boyfriend lived, and I was like, I remember him and I were just like, he was being such a dick to me and like gaming, and then I was like, you know what, I'm gonna film a story time, and I didn't even think, like, I wasn't even gonna make a video about it, and then I was like, obviously I got arrested, I have to, and like, but just like all of those videos being at his house in Reno, Nevada is so funny to me. But it's because like I would get there and he would be like, I'm going to play Rocket League for the next 5 hours.
I'm obsessed with your like, you have no shame. Like you will film in front of anybody like whenever, wherever. And like,
I think it's because I've just always been that way. Because it was like, you accept me as a YouTuber or you don't. Because like even as I started YouTube, I feel like I had a lot of fake friends fall off, people who didn't support me. It's funny. I just saw one. I was at the mall shopping in Vegas and this girl runs up to me and she's like, Tana, it's so good to see you. You look amazing.
She was
sucking the fart out of my ass, but like was such a to me like during that time. Dream guest, but for big celebrities on the canceled podcast.
Shaboozy.
I know nothing about him. I have to stop. I just love that song. Adam Sandler, duh. Adam Sandler's a huge dream guest of mine.
Of course,
obviously.
But like that's, I honestly don't want him on
Miley
podcast.
Miley Cyrus.
Oh my God. Do you think Miley Cyrus had eyelid surgery?
I don't know.
I've been really looking into it and like I'm torn because sometimes like, you know, people really come at Nina Dobrev, and I know that's a touchy subject for you because
I will never do it again.
But
love,
like, people always say like she had a crazy eyelid surgery, and I really genuinely look at her and I think she just aged.
Damn, I don't know. Who else?
I have like
Theo Vaughn.
Oh my God.
I would do anything to have Theo Von on the canceled podcast.
I don't
podcast.
Know why he won't come on the canceled podcast.
I kind of know why he wouldn't go on canceled, but like then please have us on this past weekend.
I feel exactly the opposite way about it. Like I feel like like this past weekend is too good for us, but I feel like he would come to us.
I just feel like him in this environment would be scary for him and like whatever, whereas going to his environment and then we'd almost be able to riff more Theo style in Theo's environment. I don't know, that's my take on that.
Well, I just don't expect him to ever have me personally on this past weekend, I'll tell you that much.
Oh my God, I don't know, I would do anything for it.
Me too, I love you.
Bert Kreischer.
Mm-hmm. I just love like
Tom Segura liked, has he done anything like crazy or whatever?
They all, I mean, you can pretty much assume that any like big comic has been like, has been in big trouble. I get myself in trouble that way a lot because I don't really like keep up with that. And I always am like, oh my God, I love this person. But like, just assume always that I don't know. And I just heard them say something funny.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Role model, I would actually really love to have on canceled.
I would too.
I just reached out, I texted our management group chat and I was like, can we get role model on? And I forget what Greg said. It was like, you know, might be tough, but like it's always an ask away or something. Like he used the most like manager jargon to say like, okay, diva, like that's not fucking happening.
No, it wasn't. You didn't say role model. You said someone else, but I actually think that he would come on. I don't know. I had myself really convinced that he like loved us for a second there.
I texted, can we get Jennifer Coolidge on canceled? Have I lost it? Greg said, definitely worth us reaching out, which is like the most manager jargon response for like,
absolutely.
It's not. Never fucking happening, but sure, I'll write the email. Definitely worth us reaching out. Jennifer Coolidge, duh. Would do anything. Parker Posey, too. It's crazy. I've been.
Who's Parker Posey?
Tsunami.
I have to
catch Piper
up.
No.
Oh
my God. I just found out I can do that, by the way. And that's just my whole new stem. It's funny that I didn't know she was the one in all the Blake Lively interviews where Blake goes, I love your bump. And it's her and Parker Posey. And now like just the rebrand of a century, her being the White Lotus icon. Like how iconic. That.
Moro Casino. Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
Blake Lively. Have you seen that movie, A Simple Favor?
Mm-hmm. With Blake Lively? Aren't they coming out with a second one now?
Yes, I just saw the trailer today. And it's like, there was a lot of drama surrounding that movie because Anna Kendrick has gone on record and said that working with Blake Lively was a nightmare, which
really?
Obviously like is crazy.
Checks out. And honestly, I trust every single thing that Anna Kendrick says. That's just because I love her.
It's funny too, because even like at the height of all this Blake Lively shit, a like press person asks Anna Kendrick, like, how was it working with Blake Lively? And Anna Kendrick just goes, oh, you know, like, and it's funny because obviously as a celebrity, you can always ignore that. Like if you're choosing to answer that, you're making a statement. So her going back into filming a movie with someone that she hates, it's awesome for the movie. Like I'm a huge fan. I love a psychological thriller. It's actually one of my favorites. I love that movie. I'm excited.
It's been a long time since I've seen it, but you have to assume that this was filmed before all of this like Blake Lively stuff even started happening, because that was just within this last like year.
I think it was like kind of during, though. I might be making that up. I really don't know.
I just feel like it takes years. Like Snow White, for example, was filmed like 6 years ago.
Oh, that's wild. I didn't know that.
Not really, but like probably like almost 4 years ago, I want to say. And now, obviously, it's tanking.
It's cool that Anna and Blake's dynamic in the movie is kind of and I'm being fed up with Blake. Mm-hmm. So she probably just could easily probably method act through that.
I feel like that's how a lot of shows are, or like Gossip Girl.
Mm. Like, thank God they like had beef anyhow. Like, it probably made it a lot easier to just or like, use it for their art.
Do you ever think about like how hard it would be? Like, for you haven't seen Vampire Diaries, huh?
No.
Well, never mind. Or One Tree Hill?
No.
God, you're good for nothing.
I know. I was just on so much of a trashier side of television. Like, I was so into the opposites of that, I guess.
You know, I was like thinking recently about like how the fuck, like, because obviously I knew like who you were and stuff because of like other YouTubers that I would see you in, but I never ever came across your videos until I lived in LA. And I was like, I wonder how that happened. And I realized it's because like I thought like even Emma Chamberlain was like, I was like, this girl's so raunchy. Like, I don't understand how she's talking like this. Like, I remember thinking that because like,
so I wonder, had you ever come across mine before, if we would even be here now? Probably not, because you probably would have been turned off by my videos.
Well, I just like, I don't know. My grandma like would have never let me like be any type of way. Like, I don't know. I was just also, I was in a sorority, and like if we so much as like posted us with a red cup, we would get literally terminated from the sorority.
So you probably have like
very
a,
much like I had to appear a certain way.
How
online.
Funny.
So I remember seeing Emma Chamberlain's like I dropped out of school video or something. She said like fuck so many times that I was like
that's, imagine telling that Brooke like what she
and I was
be.
Saying fuck, but like,
but
I,
like
I
hey like, you're
oh
gonna
my God, I can't believe you're posting this,
you're gonna discuss your labia on the internet to millions
like at length, like so length is right. we got a laugh from the peanut gallery.
Was it Miles?
Yeah.
That's actually everything.
Taylor Swift.
Imagine Taylor Swift on the canceled podcast. If she were to ever come on, then imagine her PR team cutting everything. It would be just us breathing. Like,
that is so funny.
Favorite Trisha Paytas era?
Ooh.
Obviously, the correct answer is this current one, but I'm going to go secondarily marrying the cardboard cutout. Like, telling everyone I'm actually getting married. She had the whole internet like on the edge of their seat, like, who's she marrying?
I was into coming out as a chicken nugget. I was into that. And I was into her celebrity Big Brother era, especially because I'm a Big Brother super fan. I want to start off, I'm genuinely serious. Like, I want to have a side podcast where I like only talk about game shows.
You should.
And have people, like, I'm not kidding. I have like people to me are like the biggest celebrities in the world.
Like a Rob from Survivor.
Yes. Like, yeah. Boston Rob. Like, they are the biggest celebrities in the world to me, and like it sucks that I can't even talk about you or them to you.
You can,
like, right now the season of Big Brother that we're watching is like,
is it the JoJo Mickey Rourke one or no?
I don't think that's,
what a crossover. I can't get over that.
I know, that's crazy. He got kicked out of the house finally.
What was the final straw? Like, what were the things that
I don't know
doing,
I'm surprised
mainly?
Because you would like on traditional Big Brother, like, it is very easy to get kicked off. Like, you can say like very little and get kicked off because they have like a zero tolerance policy. I cannot believe, maybe because it's Celebrity Big Brother, that he was able to just like get off with a warning the first time. Like, that's crazy.
That is wild.
But now he has since been kicked
off. What was he saying to even get off on the warning?
He was like, he called her like, I know, like a gay slur, but then he was also like just being so overly sexual to her, saying like, I could turn you straight. Like, after I got done with you, like, you would not be gay anymore. Like, and JoJo was like, you're 80.
And I'd be
and you're
more gay.
Yeah, I think that's what she said.
Ew, actually. That's disgusting.
It was really horrible, and I feel horrible for her. And then Bella Thorne came out and said that she also had a horrible experience.
I saw that.
Yeah.
And I like even just remember her talking about that at the time. It's dude. Bella Thorne needs to drop the fucking documentary of a lifetime. I'm sure she will. She's so talented when it comes to, like, you know what I mean? The things that she wants to do and she's passionate about. But, like, she has just been through so fucking much in this industry. Like, truly. And she's such a sport about it. You know what I mean? Like, just still wants to act and still, like, whatever. Like, if I had been through 1/10 of the things that she's been through in this industry from a child on up, like, truly such a strong woman.
Yeah, it's horrible. But good for her.
If you were to delete one memory out of your head, but only one, what would it be? That's kind of dark. Because if it's really only one, like,
I'm trying to think of like what my most embarrassing moment is, and I would probably choose that.
If I had to go like funny, I would delete that entire I hate people, I love them night.
No, that's my one of my favorite memories that I even have.
I just like, I'll never be able to say some of the things that happened that night. And it's crazy because I'm so open about like saying like literally I got a gun pulled on me and I fell down the stairs and hit Kid Leroy and I did like all these things. But like the fact that there are things from that night that like I won't even write about in the book.
Yeah, that was dark.
Yeah, obviously, I guess if I could delete one memory from my head, it would be like just so many fucked up things. But like, I'm trying to think. What's a food or drink that goes straight through you, but you love it so much?
Oh, I have lessons that I just keep learning over and over and over again, but I just like, I don't care.
Every single time I eat Panera Bread, broccoli and cheddar soup, it comes out of
really?
Me exactly
I have it in the
as
fridge.
It went in.
I have it in the fridge. Right now,
the day that I shit myself on the pot, I ate that.
Really? Mm-hmm. What I will say is like, as much as we talk about shitting ourselves, like I really do kind of have a stomach of steel. Like I can eat just about anything and like pretty much be safe.
Same. Like, yes, I'll have like little issues here and there, but like even Taco Bell, for example, so many people struggle with. And I think it's like if you train yourself from a very young age to eat those things, right? Like you just.
That's an actual fact. Like the same way that you learn to be lactose intolerant, like we're not born capable of drinking cow's milk. Like you're not supposed to do that. You have to build up a tolerance to that. So if you don't drink dairy or consume dairy for a really long time and then you have milk, obviously you're going to shit your pants. But if you have it all the time, like you
like, can you just have a cup of whole milk? No problem.
No problem. I can fucking bite into a block of cheese. I'm like,
I do love a block of cheese. You know what? It's so weird because like if you put Hershey syrup in milk, I'm drinking it like whatever. Don't care. So yum. But like a plain glass of whole milk is my worst nightmare. But also it reminds me of my dad.
I love it. I'm like a bowl of spaghetti glass of milk. Like I would love that. Also, it's so funny to me that like cream tops are becoming like a viral trend because I'm like, that's literally whipped cream. And you guys are all having oat milk with a cream top that's like literally made of actual.
That is actually so fucking funny. Like that's the most LA shit ever. Like people are drinking oat milk drinks with a cream top.
Yeah, like you're not lactose intolerant.
I saw all these people during Coachella this past weekend saying that if they weren't going to Coachella, they were just going to Community Goods every single day because there was no line. And how funny is that? Like that it's just the exact same crowd.
Same thing with Erewhon. It's a ghost town. Someone posted it. Like literally nobody's there.
That is like, that has got to be studied.
Erewhon had a major health and safety violation.
What was it?
Santa Monica. Cockroaches in the tonic bar. Yeah. You heard it here first.
That's wild because you know the tonics were just still fucking $100 that day.
$1 million.
Like that is so insane. Oh my God. I fucking, when I was dying so sick last week, I ordered a health and wellness shot from Erewhon that like is just
germ warfare.
It's called Germ Warfare. It's $20 fucking. Uber eating Germ Warfare and a singular smoothie to my house was fucking $65-$70. You know what I mean? But I was dying and everyone in LA like claims that this shot works like magic.
I think it makes you literally see God, and then when you see God, he like grants you a wish. And but the thing is, it's not the shot that's helping you. It's just the fact that it's so horrible and it changes like your entire body chemistry so much that you forget yourself.
It is the most disgusting liquid I've ever ingested in my entire life, but I was completely better the next day. But I'm not kidding you. It felt for the next 8 hours like I drank bleach. I could taste it in my eyebrows, Brooke.
Oh, it's I don't even like to think about it. But what's really like the most important part of it is oil of oregano, which you can take in a pill form. So like take it in a pill form.
I could taste. I'm not even kidding you. I've never been able to be like, I feel what I tasted in the parts of my face. Like it was so fucking disgusting.
Ew.
But it worked, honestly. How different will canceled international be?
I don't know. I'm hoping not that different. I feel like if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
I guess that's true. We finally got into a point where
the tour.
What do you mean?
What do they mean?
I don't know. I mean, just all of it. I think it's going to be wildly different. I think I'm very nervous to not be bussing. I am.
Like, oh, I'm thinking like actually like the contents of the show. Like I think it'll be. I thought like that was my.
I think this is our most self-exposing show yet in so many ways, like just with footage too. Like it's not like any of the things that we're exposing does not have like a photo to back it up and like whatever. And like I feel like you and I've had a lot of conversations. I don't know if we've ever talked about this, but you are much bigger than I when it comes to feeling like you are leaving the stage with dignity, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And there was one story you were specifically telling. And it's so funny because if you asked me, my favorite story in the history of on stage on the canceled podcast, like live tour, it would be this specific story you were telling. Can we say about who?
No.
Okay. About Nepo Baby.
Yeah.
And...
but I was saying his first and last name and it just made me feel like so gross. Like it wasn't even like a horrible story. Like the story was like about something bad that he did and like I shouldn't have felt bad about it. But for some reason, I felt like sick to my stomach every single time I came off stage. And I was like, I can't like live this way.
Even if you're telling a complete just like utter truth about a different time of life where like you did something disgusting, you'll still walk off and be like, I can't believe I had to say that on stage. And I normally never feel that way. Like I'm just very down to expose the shit out of myself, even if it's like
me
disgusting.
Too, but myself.
No, yeah. But I feel like even if you're telling a story about yourself, but it's like some crazy escapade you were on or whatever, you're still like, oh my God, I hate walking off with like no dignity. You know what I mean? And I don't like on the last tour, I'm talking about removing shit out of my ass with a Jeffree Star makeup brush, like a cake pop, you know? And it's like, I'm like, well, whatever. But the story that I'm telling on this tour, like I'm so fucking ashamed of.
Is it the one I'm thinking of?
Yes, of course it is. It's hell week.
That's
and
tough.
I am like just, I'm already like really dreading it. And I'm like, oh my God, like I can't believe I'm exposing myself to, I need to write it so I just feel better. And like see if there's a way I could write it to make it really.
No, it was a different time.
I know, but like the fact that I ever did it, truly, like I'll be 100 and be like, why the fuck did I ever do this thing during this week? Why did I ever act this way? And I'm hoping I'm going to be able to get it written in a way that really emphasizes how far I've come as a person. But even just societally, it is so not okay for women societally, unfortunately, to act the way I did. Like it's, oh.
I mean, I'm not shaming you, but if I was going to shame you, I would shame you about this particular thing.
Yeah. And hopefully, again, I can spearhead it in a way that like men have done this in 1,000 times. Like, you know, and I can spearhead a movement for women's empowerment. But good God, like sometimes I think it's okay to call yourself a fucking disgusting whore.
Yeah.
You nasty little slut. Go shave your bush, matter of fact, too.
You don't have to shave your butt. Bushes are
I know, but I was doing shit bushed up that was just, you know, I don't know. I don't know if
the whole town saw the bush.
Yeah. No, and I'm not offended by what you said. I'm offended by my own actions. Someone said, is goodbye sex worth it?
No. No. Don't do it. If you're thinking of doing it, don't do it. And don't go back for any after goodbye sex ever.
I agree. I don't know though. Like they're
for what? For what?
But okay, no, it's not for anything with your relationship with the person, but sometimes it's the best ever because it's out of a movie. Like you're Nicholas Sparks.
Oh, because you hate each other?
Shit. Yeah, or like, you know what I mean? Like you know it's the last time, so you're like shedding a tear and like it's like poetic and like don't
know.
Do it.
It's not worth it.
And it's I'm saying that in the moment it can be this poetic, passionate thing, and that's why I'm romanticizing it. But then how you feel after is just
yeah, like maybe if they're going to like war or something, but like if you're just breaking up, like no, goodbye yeah. Sex is not worth it.
Cause and I also do feel like a lot of girls find themselves in situations where you date someone and it's the best sex ever, but you can't be together. So then like you wanna have it more as goodbye sex or whatever because you feel like you're never going to find it again. And I cannot stress enough that you will find the best sex ever with someone else who treats you right.
Yeah.
And that is true. Someone said, how do I go after my goals like y'all did with everything against me? That's kind of like a moving question. That is delusional belief in yourself.
That's what I was gonna say. Like had I not been like just absolutely delusional, I probably wouldn't have wanted to. To be honest, such a stupid thing to say, but like I had like literally one movie that made me so delusional. I was like, oh my God.
The Greatest Showman.
I saw that movie and I just loved it so much that I was like, oh my God, like my life cannot be small. Like that's just not what I want.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
I think that a lot of times in life when you are being so beat up by your surroundings, it's so easy to think that like, I'm never going to make it out of this because my surroundings are so bad. But I always tried to use my surroundings as such a motivating factor in the regard of like, I have to make it out of this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like because I would rather fucking die trying than die here.
Yeah. I think that's true for a lot of people too. Like that's why some of the most successful people in the world have like very like a lot of adversity in their background, just because it's like, it literally drove them out. So let it drive you out.
Yeah. And I think revenge and spite are a very, they're murky waters, you know, where it's like, if you're doing everything out of revenge and spite, it's not a good thing. But at the same time, I definitely do remember, you know, being in like, even just my house and like my parents really telling me like, you're never going to make it doing this, or like losing friends because of it, or just like whatever, just even coworkers being like, bitch, pick up that extra shift. Like you're never going to make it. Like, and I used that so much, like, you motherfuckers will see, you know what I mean? I think that's important.
I just kind of think I'm going to have a gay son anyway.
I hope so with everything in me. Are you kidding me? But as I'm really thinking that I'm going to name my kitty Kaika, it's such a straight name.
Really? Yeah. I guess I would. I've just never met an Ikaika, so I don't really have anything to like.
Just when you think Ikaika boy, Ikaika means strong.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of
gay people can be strong. I don't know what I just.
No, duh. I don't know. I just, when I think about me and Makoa having like a little boy named Ikaika, like I feel like he's like gonna like play football and shit. So then I'm rethinking that I have to name the son Vegas instead, just to ensure that he has a little more glitz and glamour from the jump.
I've been thinking a lot about the fact that like your kids are literally probably like the single most important thing in your life. And like, I think it's crazy that right now we don't even know them. Like they literally don't exist. Like there's going to be a point where like, that's the most important thing in the world to us. And like, that's the majority of our lives. Like, and we just don't, they're not even born yet. We don't even know them. You don't think about that?
I've never thought about it like that. I like have always thought, yeah, like just that we don't even know them yet and they will one day.
I think about it even like your last name that you have right now, like that's going to be like a last name that you have way less of your life than the last name you marry into. Like, oh my, that's going to be your big body last name.
That is so fun. I've been like really wrestling with that thought just a lot lately. Am I going to change my last name? And people don't even know Makoa's last name, so they don't even know what.
Mm-mm. You definitely would have to like hyphenate your name.
Just but because, hyphening like, all of that together is like.
Yeah, but like, or even if you just, you could change your name, but like your name is going to be Tanamojo always. Like it's so important to you. Like Trisha Paytas Hackman.
Yeah, I guess but that sounds good to me. I don't know. I don't think mine and Makoa's last name sound. You can bleep it, but like Tanamojo.
I don't think that sounds bad at all.
Really? I guess it is like.
Paytas Hackman.
I guess his last name is also iconic.
Yeah.
Like it is like a good last name.
What if your kids are like have the biggest lives ever? Like what if you, like you had this whole life and then you give birth to like Phineas and Billy or something, and then your whole life is just so different than you ever imagined it. Like,
damn, I've like also never thought about that. Like, I wonder if my kid will want to work in this industry.
Yeah, or your kid could be like the biggest like football player ever.
Mm-hmm.
And then your whole life is about football and like you have no interest right now in football.
That is so fucking wild.
It's crazy like how much we don't know about our own lives.
And like, what if it is something that you just so can't wrap your head around? Like, I'm imagining it's like.
What if your kid plays like cello and you spend the rest of your life going to like classical music concerts and like that's not one of your interests right now.
Yeah, how interesting. Oh my God. I never thought about that too. Like as a parent, like you might have to like really fake an interest. But I guess eventually you just get into
it. I know. That's why you have to like really condition your kids to do exactly what you would have wanted to do when you were a
child. Oh my God. And that's exactly what our parents tried to do with us. That's the thing, is it's like so interesting because now I'm sitting here and thinking like one day I'd have a kid and I would so want to be seeding things into them that like I would want. But then it's like, oh my God, I was raised by narcissist and I don't even want an inkling of that.
Yeah, me neither. But I also like there's certain things like I really am so serious about not wanting my kid to play football. Like I really would not want my kid like anywhere near like a really
a
like
heavy moment
content. Yeah, contact sport or like a boxer. I always talk about that. But like
I know
I want my kid to be like a dancer or a soccer player or a baseball player, preferably not baseball because like how boring, but like
oh my God. But there's got to be fun in all of it. Like the baseball moms have got to be fucking insane.
BB's baseball player texted her that he saw the podcast.
You said it. Your takeaway
is that the Dodgers watched the canceled podcast.
Which is just me in this shirt today. I'm like, hell yeah.
No, another one of the Dodger girlfriends like sent it to him. But like in my head, I'm like, how did he know it was about him? So I'm like, did she send it in a group chat of Dodgers and say like, who is going to claim this girl?
Yes.
Or I don't know. I'm running through all the options.
That really makes me feel better. Like even just the context, because it's so funny. Whenever I hear something like that, I immediately presume that the man came across it himself. And then I'm like, he's gay.
No.
And then it's like, no, duh. Like the girlfriends are always the ones sending it. Because every time that happens, every time, like even if Paige, like when she was dating that guy and then he like saw it, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
He watches. But it's like, no, there is a million other ways. If you ran into your old self in the club bathroom, what would you tell her? Oh my God. I would literally actually just like force her to drink water. Like, I'm not even kidding. Or ever just drink.
I'm trying to think of what my major problem was back then. I think I'd say like, whatever you do, like go wherever you need to go, like find Tana Mojo now.
But I definitely would really just be like heavy on less bumps. Yeah. Drink water. She would definitely have on emo boots.
But
and
you'd be
I would
like, this bitch is boring.
I know. It's so true. She would definitely have on emo boots and I would tell her that not only will the boots eventually not become the biggest part of her life, but everything that they encapsulate will not become the, like, you know, the lifestyle.
Yeah,
that
like
these
the boyfriends, the boot boyfriends are going with the
yes,
boots.
Yes. And the boot lifestyle are going with the emo boots. Like truly just this will not be like, all of it.
You are going to go to your last emo night and probably not know it's your last emo night.
Oh my God. At one point I went to, no, I would go to emo night again.
No, yeah, I think so too.
I honestly would.
I would also say, please appreciate your boobs while you have them because they are about to go away and you're going to have to buy new ones.
Mm-hmm. Try K-tip sooner. You don't have to have your tracks out. You really fucking don't.
Don't be blonde. You're not a blonde. You're not a blonde.
Mm-hmm.
And dissolve your filler. You look like shit.
These promoters are not as fucking cool as you think they are.
Yeah,
at
like
all.
That guy's going to jail soon.
Yeah,
like,
so soon. So soon. Value the girls and gays around you that you're out at the club with so much more than whatever you're trying to see at the club. You know what I mean? Your best friends, like they mean so much more. You don't have to go behind the DJ booth. If you want to have fun in the middle of the club, you can. Like, just, it's not as cool as you think it is. At one point, you will not be speaking to Zach Bia as much as you think you are.
You know what my boyfriend called me the other day? Zach Labia. Yeah.
So. That is so good. It's insane. Labia tacos. Nope, just trying to go for birria. It didn't work.
So close.
God, I could like actually just keep going.
I liked that question. That was a good one.
You know what's fun? There was a point in my life where I genuinely was like, oh no, I should get another body. Like you've done enough.
You've exhausted that. One is enough. Oh, and
I don't
want
to say
two is
that.
Too many.
Someone said, which one of your exes have you talked to the most recently? And I'm friends with all of them. It's nothing like that. Chris sent me a video the other day. I have to put this video. It's funny because you and I just talked about that Nobu Hotel trip.
Oh.
And this was a different trip, I think, at the Nobu Hotel. But look at this video of me that he sent me.
Oh, no.
Okay? Like, we have to put it in the podcast because it's like, if this is not a message that if you are sober, curious to just fucking do it sooner. And I still look beat now and again. You know what I mean? Like I look beat in like my own ways differently, but there is no type of looking beat like this. I hope I never look this fucking beat again in my entire life.
Oh no. First of all, we were doing something with the Botox then that we shouldn't have ever done.
Get the fuck up. Get ready.
That's not even you. You don't look like yourself in any way.
You know what's funny though is so much of it has nothing to do with the Botox or filler. It's like truly how swollen really? I would be from drinking that much. 100%. Like how funny is that? Like I hope I never look like that again. And then it's funny, I was literally telling him that we were talking about the zinc story and we were just talking about all of the hell that we put you through third wheeling us fighting, and we're both very sorry.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
What about you?
I can't think of one ex that would ever speak to me, like literally ever again in life. Ever. I can't think of like the one I talked to most recently was like the most recent one, just because like that's the last I talked to him. But like I never spoke to him again after he left that day. Even once. Like never one time. And that's actually like something amazing I did. We don't talk about that enough. I like really was like, okay, bye, see you later. And I never talked to him again. That was amazing.
Which one? Oh, I like forget about, I swear to God, I was thinking you were talking about Clinton.
No, ew.
That is really good that you just finally went fucking no contact with that man.
I was just like, bye.
Wherever he is, I hope he's having a horrible day.
He lives like next door to me. Never saw him again.
Thank God. Someone said, can you talk about Xanax or something or bleach and tones?
Sure.
Oh, I guess we're telling that story on stage about the first time I ever gave you Xanax, but whatever.
But like, do you ever think about the fact that like, bleep it, but like you had to give me a Xanax because I was crying over.
That is so actually crazy.
Like,
not girl, heaving, like heaving. I had to medicate you. I had to like make sure that your stomach was going to contract normally again. Like you were heaving.
And now I'm going to marry like his friend. Like seriously.
Oh my God. I wish you could do anything in the world.
Yeah. I wish I could go back and tell myself that.
You're
literally going to marry his tree.
You're literally going to marry his friend. That's iconic. That's hilarious.
I love you.
It's so funny how we are just dating the most chill guys possible.
Ever.
Like they are just so fucking chill. There's nothing we could say or do to faze them at all.
No, sometimes I try just if I'm like feeling funky or something, or if I like want to start a fight.
Yeah, and it just doesn't work.
It just never sticks.
It is so crazy. That's one like tip of advice I want to say to all the girls out there. I feel like I dated so many people who would be cool with how I am, but then try to like dull how loud I can be, or you know how big my personality can be. And like if you're a crazy girl out there, you will eventually find someone who is just obsessed with your fucking batshit personality.
Agreed.
Why is your mouth so big? Do you eat pickles sideways? Like I'm fucking Ash Trevino. Like so get off my Twitter.
That's a really funny question though.
Oh my God, someone said, are you ever getting the United Airlines story time? And I've never told it.
What's the United Airlines story time?
I had a bad flight on United Airlines one time. I'll make it like quick, but I do. I forgot that I filmed it like several times and never uploaded it. And it's just like people love a bad airline experience, and that could be like a fun way to end this. And I would love to hear your take on if I were right or wrong, or if this lady was a cunt or whatever it may be. Okay. I was flying to Hawaii and I had booked a flight, and I wake up the morning of my flight it's canceled. Or remember when like no flights could take off, like whatever that flight like shortage was or outage or like whatever, like all like there was no flights in the air for like the first time ever and like whatever. All flights getting somewhere that ended up making all of the flights like thousands of dollars and just like all full and like whatever. And we needed to get to Hawaii for someone in Makoa's life's birthday or something. Like we had to get there. So we like ended up paying so much money for like middle seats on United Airlines just to get to Hawaii. And then we get to the airport and we get on the plane and we're stuck on the tarmac for like 3.5 hours.
Oh, no.
And it is scorching fucking hot. We are middle seats like 27B and we're scorching and they will not, they tell us like if you want to get off the plane, like you're not on the flight, which is just crazy, right? Like that is so diabolical,
right?
Truly, to say like either burn in 27B, you cannot get off. And mind you, also I've just never understood that if the plane is going to be stuck on the fucking tarmac for more than an hour, people should be able to get off, right?
Yeah.
And then eventually,
but
they,
I think
offer
it's like
us,
they don't know if you're gonna leave or not, right?
Mind you, also first class is fucking Arctic, and I'm just like, I'm livid about that as well. Like, just all the reasons why I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Then eventually, they bring waters and Cheez-Its to the front of the tarmac for people to go get. But then obviously, just like everything class wise, front of the bus eating cheesy good drinking water. By the time it got to us, there weren't any snacks. I'm fucking furious. They won't serve us drinks. This is at a time where I'm still drinking as well. So I presume it was like a crack of dawn morning flight as well. So I was probably withdrawing from alcohol.
Yeah.
So then I'm sitting there with like the shakes on the tarmac. Like I was banking on being able to get up in the air and take myself back to alcoholic level homeostasis.
Uh-huh.
Finally, after hours and hours and hours, this flight takes off and I'm sweating balls and I'm just livid that I'd been on the tarmac forever, whatever. And then they end up like not bringing the service throughout to the flight. And I'm just, again, alcoholic withdrawing. I'm watching 50 First Dates. I'm scream sobbing, just like, and obviously that movie's sad and I'm always scream sobbing, but I think that a lot of the other factors like the withdrawing and whatever. Yeah, I'm just like, I'm a mess. And finally I walk up to Ashley, who is sitting like a couple rows ahead of me, and she gives me a Grey Goose shooter that she had in her purse. Okay. And I go back to my seat and we'd already had this flight attendant who had just like, she was just like a bitch. I don't know. I would like, anytime I would ask her anything, like, hey, is there any water left? Is there anything? She had just like been a, and it was just like this whole thing where I was just already pissed off at this flight attendant for being such a fucking, and then I take the Grey Goose shooter and we're all just like sitting there, whatever. And then towards like, we're like 3/4 of the way through the flight, she comes and she collects our trash and I hand her all of the things that are my trash. And the Grey Goose shooter is like in a bag, whatever. She starts like going through the trash. She finds the Grey Goose shooter and she looks at me and she's like, United Airlines does not serve Grey Goose. And I'm like, okay. And I don't have brown hair, right? Like, why the fuck are you telling me this? Whatever. And she's like, it's illegal to drink your own alcohol on an airline. And she's like, we say that at the beginning, and she's being so condescending about it. And she's like, we say that at the beginning of the flight. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I was fucking busy being in the fucking Sahara
Desert. I was thirsty.
Yeah, that I just did, couldn't fucking hear this, whatever. And so then she's like, we're going to have to call the front and they'll be waiting for you when we land. So now I'm sitting there and I'm having a fucking panic attack. The lady next to me is like 65. We made friends over 50 First Dates and they always go to Maui and whatever. The lady next to me starts jumping in, trying to like defend me, all of these things, like just help me. And she's like, oh, no, no, no. Like, I've already called them. They're going to be waiting for you.
Oh, what a
land.
Boner.
And so we're flying over the fucking water. And it's still hot as fuck on this plane. I'm just pissed. I can't text my lawyers. I can't call anyone because there's no service. Like, a lot of times when you fly to Hawaii, there's no fucking service.
I would have just been like, it was empty when I got here. It was empty in my bag.
I don't even know what I was trying to say. Oh, I said like, we just came from Vegas. I had it. I didn't know. I was trying to play stupid that I like didn't know. And I really didn't like remember that rule, whatever. And so now I'm sitting there panicking and I'm like way towards the back. So she's sitting in the fucking back of the plane and she's watching me panic and I'm watching her watch me. And she's sitting there kikiing with her other flight attendants laughing at me. Like,
oh,
she's laughing
kick
at me.
Rocks.
Like, you fucking evil. Like, how mean is that?
Yeah.
And just after all of this that happened, like, just let me take the shooter.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Just like,
if it weren't like such an extenuating circumstance, but like we've been through a lot, like give me a break.
And just like, dude, I didn't fucking know. And just like, I literally, I'm thirsty. It was so hot on the plane. It's crazy because
like you say it and I'm like, oh, that is like such a like well-known rule. But I also like would so 100% forget about it. Mm. I think because if it's like, it feels like if you're allowed to bring it on the plane, like obviously you can drink it. Like the same way if you buy something in the terminal, like you can eat it and drink it on the plane.
Yeah. And it's just like, oh my God, are you? And I'm watching her laugh at me. So then I'm just like, you wanted to be a bitch. And like, just like, I was in like a Haynes wife beater, no bra. Like I, and she was looking me up and down before it. And was just like,
what you were wearing does not matter.
I know, but I could tell that she thought I was like classless fucking white trash, which obviously doing my shooter on the plane and having my nipples out, like whatever, that was her takeaway. So then I get up and I go to the back of the plane and I decide like, I'm going to talk to her. Like, I'm going to be like, you know what? Hey, like, I'm really sorry. I really didn't know. I'm like pulling out all the stops. I'm like, I've never even gotten a parking ticket. Like, oh my God, meanwhile, I just don't drive.
She probably Googled you.
Well, no, there's no fucking Google in there and I can't talk to my fucking lawyers anyhow. I'm freaking out because I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to land in Hawaii and get banned from United Airlines or arrested right now. Like, because,
yeah.
And mind you, the amount of times in my life I've had a flight attendant bring me 9 shooters from the bar. Like, it is just crazy that all rules depend on if they want to report you, if they like you, if whatever. And then I'm like begging and whatever. And she was like, she just looks at me and I don't remember exactly what she said, but essentially her like entire thing was like, I didn't call the people at the front. I just wanted you to stress a little bit.
I want to say so many things that I would end
you
up having
evil fucking. I hope you croak.
Yeah, like, I think that's what I was about to say.
Oh my God. I get that it was like a rule broken, but especially just after all of the flights canceling, I'd been on hold with United probably for like 48 hours in total to even just get this middle seat flight that was then $2,000 because of the inflation to get to Hawaii because of all of the fucking
flights. Yeah, at that point, you should have been able to fucking like literally do whatever you want.
Literally get on all fours and crawl around the plane and bark. You know what I mean? And it's just like, and after the tarmac shit and just all of it, it's like, haven't you seen how bad this day is for all of the passengers? Like, you fucking.
Yeah, I hate when people like literally like make it their goal. Like, I don't know. I feel that way about a lot of people who work in like certain jobs that are just like not that enjoyable, but I'm like, you know, I'm miserable to be here and I know you're miserable to be here, but like, why are you making it more of a miserable experience?
And it's not like it was just a completely normal flight. Like, that's truly one of the most miserable flights I've ever had. Like, I'm sweating on that tarmac like for 4 hours, like just scorching. And then it's like, it's not like I was like overly drunk or any. I was literally just trying to stop shaking. Like, fuck, diva. And just like, what a bitch. Like, to like,
no,
you know,
she's a
I don't know why.
Someone usually I would always be on like, I would always assume that like maybe you had some sort of behavior prior to that that made her feel like she needed to.
Maybe the sobbing over 50 first dates and whatever. But even just again, in the climate of what that flight was.
Because you have explained to me like what the vibes were before that. So I could see you like maybe not directed at her, but perhaps complaining in a way that is.
Yeah.
A little extreme.
Yeah. And I really wasn't like, so it was just like very wild. What hate comment sticks with you guys?
All of them. Just kidding. I don't read them. I've never seen one.
For me, it's annoying. When people call me annoying. And I am annoying. So it's just kind of like, that's why it hurts.
Yeah. I think really like something doesn't really bother me if it's something that I'm not already self-conscious about. But like if I'm self-conscious about it, then it does bother me.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Like the pick me stuff kind of bothers me because it's already something that I like have to actively think about.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So I'm like, God, like, give me a break.
And for every like 100 comments I will get about my rebrand being like great and loving Sober Tana and whatever, I will get that one comment of like, she is so fucking boring now. And it will always break me down because for so long I like was so convinced that I had to be the party girl to be interesting and all the things, you know?
I don't know. You just can't win. I hate when like comments like contradict one another. Like I'll get so many hate comments about how I won't shut the fuck up like and let you talk. But then if I like, it's just like always the opposite, you know what I mean? Or it'll be like, she doesn't say anything. She literally like is so boring. She brings nothing to this podcast. And you're like, okay, well, I just apparently
can't fucking win.
Also, one that gets me, and I know I say this, I like have kind of exhausted this, but replace Brooke and or like get her out of here. She doesn't belong here. And I, again, to that I say, you're literally at my house. Like this is like, we literally like, I live here. You know what I saw recently? Actually, I saw someone say this podcast was so much more interesting before Brooke. And I to that I say, there I've been on since the first episode.
That is crazy. I was going to say, even after your scandal, when I did one episode with Paige and just was letting you process and all the things, everyone was so livid. Everyone was telling me, get her the fuck off the podcast, burn her at the stake, whatever. But then it was like, no, like, we need Brooke, like, absolutely the fuck not. And then Paige was crucified. Like, it is so funny about how much of this shit can just be like,
yeah, I just guess I just don't understand.
A rat race.
But I've been way better lately, especially like, this is a, by far the longest I've ever gone without going on Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
And it God, is boy, so- do I feel free and amazing.
We actually haven't talked about Reddit in a long time because I do believe that talking about it continues to fuel the fire. But same.
Yeah, it gives it life.
And it's sad because there are... Let's talk about it. Let's make it our final.
Reddit was supposed to be, it like started out as like it's a forum. Like they wanted to talk about canceled. It was all people who loved canceled. And like somewhere along the way, it became not that.
Yes, exactly. At one point, it was so nice because it was 50% constructive criticism and 50% people who loved us and wanted to know where our shirts were from or where we got our hair done. And that's why we started reading it. And then it just slowly started turning and turning and turning. And eventually it just like... And the people on there would be so mad when I would say, like, I have to get off of this and, like, whatever. I eventually just had to stop because I would open it up and it would be just, like, Tana's face is so fucking ugly now that she, her filler has migrated to here, right? But then if we talk about plastic surgery, it would be, like, why the fuck are they talking about plastic surgery? They're ruining the world. Or Tana's voice is so annoying. It's, like, I literally can't change that. Or just, like... wanted trying to replace a co-host or whatever, but then like if something exactly same thing, like
yeah, and the psychoanalyzing our relationship and our like how I blink and if I, you know, look down when you're talking, I must hate you, and
like, and how much that just like,
and then reading it and we're like, wait, do we hate each other? Like
yeah,
like you start to believe what you read. It's like the weirdest thing.
No, it is just like so crazy. I just the last time I was on it, I opened it up and for like 10 posts, they were all so many things like that where it was just nitpicking most recent TikToks and nitpicking things and just so much. And it's crazy because you'll always open those posts and then there will be the two people in those comments saying like, this is not what this thread is supposed to be. And like, do you just hate them?
But they get downvoted. Like that's how it works. Like if you say anything positive about us now, it fucks up their account. I'm pretty sure. I think
it's actually funny.
No, please don't go on it.
Can I just for the sake of this conversation?
Oh, yeah, but don't tell me anything bad, please.
No, I won't.
Like, I truly don't want to know. Sometimes, like, people in, like, even trying to be positive will tell me, like, oh, this was on there, but, like, someone had a nice response. And it's like, no, I just genuinely don't want to know ever.
Oh, I guess, actually, there are a few nice ones.
Really?
Oh, well, then there's this.
What is it?
Saying I look like this. That's actually hella funny. That is one thing that I do miss about it, is that you'll find the ones that are just funny as fuck to talk about.
Yeah.
Like, that is so fucking funny. It's kind of valid. The constant money grabs make me wonder about Tana's finances. And it's like just saying like the pickles are a money grab and all that. And it's so funny because
God forbid a girl wants a pickle.
I love pickles more than literally anything in the world. And like, oh, there's so much Taco Bell that just got here. But anyways, I guess to end the conversation, it's so funny because I had convinced myself for so long that these were just my fans that I were letting down and that I couldn't do anything right. And it did just have me hating myself all the time, just trying to like show up as a completely different person every single week. And you know what I mean? Like show up as whatever I thought that they wanted me to be. And then it would just be something else every time. And eventually I just realized I couldn't win. And now being clean of it, it's like I've realized that to me, the people that are the fans are like the first. Like when you canceled this posted, the first like 1,000 people who comment, like, I just needed this. I was having the roughest week and you girls are my safe space and you're whatever. And like, I know that the Redditors are going to argue like long time Tana fan here. That's always how they start. And then they say like, no, I am a fan, but then I hate this and this now. And it's like, well, then if I can't make you happy, I'm sorry. Like, I'm doing my best. I'm just a human. I'm living now. And like, you know, like I'm so sorry. You're allowed to move on.
Yeah. Trust me. I see a lot of those too that are like, I used to love you, but you did this. And the this in question will be like, got a boob job. And you're like, oh,
Yeah, and it's I just
it didn't take much. So actually, like, I think you might just not have liked me that much, and that's okay.
And I also, like, if you used to love me, I appreciate you so much for loving me through that time. I definitely needed that, and I really appreciate it. But if I no longer serve you, I am also okay with that. I feel like I had so many people that I was like a super fan of, and now I just kind of passively watch their stuff or don't really.
Right.
But I'm imagining,
like, I used to love wearing Doc Martens.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I loved that era, and I can look back on it fondly, but I will not be wearing Doc Martens.
Yeah, but I'm not going to write out a whole dissertation on, like, you know, like, I'm still that person's still a person.
And everyone else should hate Doc Martens, and Doc Martens should croak and kill themselves. Sorry.
It is so wild. And I'm sure there are good people on our canceled pod Reddit.
No, there are so many, but they're
that we love so much
out by like the seven people who like literally want literally nothing but for us to die.
No, it's more than seven. That's crazy. And
no,
it's
I
crazy.
Know. It's a lot more.
Because it really did just become.
It's a snark.
Yeah. And it's like, so it's so wild to me because it's like to those people, I'm like, I hate to say it. And like those people are then, here I am catering to them because I'm now going to say this and then they're going to make an entire post about why I'm wrong in what I'm saying. But I do stand on the fact that I find it fucking crazy to spend your fucking free time writing out a whole thread about all the things you hate about a person. Wouldn't you rather?
And going back and commenting and like how much of your day is committed to hate? Like, it has to make you miserable. Like, if you really hate something so much, like, so much time you're spending on it, like, kind of crazy.
Yeah, like, I'm just imagining them logging in to go to this thread to, like, continue to talk about, like, why your blef is wrong and why they no longer stand because of it. And it's like, damn, wouldn't you just want to spend that time doing something else?
Anything else.
Like, I just...
I don't know.
And I take that to everything. Like, even just... seeing people say that about Kayla Malik, we were just talking about that, but like, I don't like her, but this, like, I've just never understood how there are so many people out there who like feel happy writing mean things about people that they don't know. Like, you can close your eyes, click out.
I don't know. I think about it all the time, and I'm curious, like, is it the same feeling they get when they're like, we like talk, when you text your group chat and you're like, oh my God, like this post was crazy. Like, do you think that's the same feeling or no?
I mean, you've always said this, but love and hate hold hands so well, right? Because they're both derived from passion. So it's got to just be like...
Do I say that? Sounds amazing, but I don't think I've ever...
Like, you've said like... Yeah, you've said like loving and hating someone.
Yeah, like
there's a fine
if
line.
If you truly hate someone, like... I don't know.
I mean, that is like... Cause like, even just like...
You do, and that's fine. Like...
That can even just be related to like bullying in school, you know? Because it's like... The mean girl bully who spends all of her time bullying the girl who's minding her own business and just like wearing her fits and whatever, that girl hates her life and she's obsessed with that other girl. You know, it's like it's just kind of a wild thing to me.
I don't know. But
so if you're getting bullied right now by anyone or people are making you feel ostracized or they have a lot to say about you, just know they're consumed with you. And that is
they love you.
Yeah. And that's wild within itself, dude. Well, you guys, we love you so much, and I know that I'm just always saying this, but by the time that this episode comes out on the road, we will quite literally be taking a plane to another country to talk on a stage because people cared enough to spend their hard-earned money to come see us and hang out and have a big sleepover vibe in the same room as us. And the fact that I get to do this so much later and then we get to do this together and shit, like, just thank you to the canceled listeners. And even just this show, I think, being all about how far we've come, yes, it's a lot of funnies, but it also just is so crazy that it's been this insane journey that you all have been a part of and still want to be a part of. And I am like so excited. And one of the next upcoming episodes, even after this, we'll be filming out there and we'll be back up to date. But thank you for still listening to and enjoying our banked episodes to support us. And we love you so much. And we will talk to you very soon.
We love you.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.